Unfriended is a new horror film from Georgian-Russian director Leo Gabriads. And its recent commercial success is driven in large part by the involvement of genre producer heavyweight Jason Blum. Blum is the force behind horror films like Paranormal Activity, Insidious and Sinister, and his mark on Unfriended is reflected in its mainstream accessibility, particularly in regards to how it plays out like a Paranormal Activity film about high school bullying.
Who is that?
I just tried to hang up on him.
Can we get rid of this person?
I don't know.
Is this here the whole time?
This is probably a glitch.
Well, the glitch just typed!
Who is doing this? This is Laura's account.
Who would hack into a dead girl's account?
Maybe it's Laura.
Starring ex-Miss Teen USA Shelley Hennig, Unfriended treads familiar generic ground in a number of ways. After witnessing a video of the suicide of her best friend Laura, who was the victim of online bullying, Hennig's character Blair is shocked to find Laura's Facebook account has been activated posthumously. Reasonably, Blair unfriends her, assuming it is a joke in poor taste by a girl in her social circle. But when Blair and her friends receive increasingly spooky messages and have compromising images posted to their Facebook accounts, this leads to tensions within the group, with similar harassment taking place on Skype and Instagram.
Guys, seriously, who posted the video?
It wasn't me.
Well, one of us did.
With a number of violent and mysterious deaths that are even funny in a 1980s slasher film kind of way, these strange online activities spill over into their lives offline that we see played out through their characters' webcams.
Who's here?
Close the door!
And like the best ghost stories, the film's climax hinges on disturbing revelations about both the living and the dead.
I didn't mean it!
I swear
again! I swear!
As seen in The Ring and the I Know What You Did Last Summer franchises, the supernatural revenge trope has a long legacy in horror. More immediately, however, that Unfriended's primary formal gimmick is that it plays out in real time on a laptop screen, aligns it closely to the found footage horror subgenre. Allowing the filming of the movie to be a part of the story itself might recall films like the 1999 blockbuster The Blair Witch Project, but again, there is a long history of this technique. The centrality of the laptop screen in Unfriended has been identified by some critics as a newer experimental take on found footage horror. But this is not the first film to use this idea.
Oh my God.
Even as far back as the Collingswood story from 2002, this idea of interface horror, or horror movies taking place on a computer screen, has fascinating precedents. The first film in the indie horror anthology VHS from 2012 includes a short film by mumblecore icon Jo Swanberg called The Sick Thing That Happened to Emily When She Was Younger, which also uses this same technique, as does the 2013 horror film The Den. While we see snippets of this in mainstream horror films like 2012's Paranormal Activity 4, Unfriended will probably be the first exposure to this format for the majority of its clearly intended young demographic. While released as Unfriended, the project had working titles including Offline and Cybernatural, which, while admittedly more poetic, do not flag the film's central concern with adolescent social anxieties quite like that most potent of words, Unfriended. Gabriads has spoken of a fascination with online bullying, but again, this is not new ground for found footage horror, and was done far more memorably and more successfully from a purely didactic position in the graphic, disturbing and very controversial Megan Is Missing from 2011. Those with more adult tastes will be pleased to hear that there's something for them also on the interface horror front. While Unfriended's box office success already suggests it's hitting the spot with younger mainstream audiences, if you prefer something more conceptually sophisticated, Spanish filmmaker Nacho Vigalondo's Open Windows from last year, with Elijah Wood and Sasha Grey, takes interface horror somewhere Unfriended really doesn't begin to. The good news is, there's enough haunted media horror films out there to suit all these tastes. Unfriended is rated MA.
I'm signing off.
No, 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 he'll kill you.
I have a gun, you hear me?
Why is he counting down?
No, no, no.
Guest critic Alex Heller Nicholas. And you can find a superb long-read essay on found footage horror films that she's written for the RN website on our front page, abc.net.au/RN.